I was thinking we're here to win. Let's win it right now. And that's why we took some clock there at the end so they wouldn't have as much. That's why we went for two after the score. And everything about our strategy at the end was to win.
Nice homecoming for Jalen coming back to his home state.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's such a great story. Young man came into our camp as an undrafted, and you know, he did things like that every day in camp. You know, just a great story of a young man that just willed his way onto this football team, and coming home like that to get to take his first carry and go 70 plus yards. You know, just a special moment for him, and obviously we're very pleased with him.
You had to do some shuffling along the offensive line.
Right. Was a great job by them up front. I mean, you know, two guys go down, Menelik and McCants, and, man, we shuffled it around a little bit. And, you know, I credit all five of those guys and Mike Tice for just doing a great job of, you know, patching it together and surviving and giving us a chance. I mean, and then them leading the way. I mean, they're, you know, we went down there and had to score and had to have the 2-point, and that patchwork group was doing it. So it was just a great effort.
You mentioned learning to close out games.
Yeah.
Is this a pretty good testament to that down 14, noisy place, some of the big plays that potentially would kind of take the team out of it mentally for your guys to hang in or come back?
I agree with you 100%. I think that's a great example of it, you know, being just that. Because if you at any moment let go of the rope, then you're done. But we didn't. Right, and there were some moments that really hurt, man. It hurt to hang in and keep fighting. But you know, I think we're developing that skill, that ability to do that as an organization, as a team, and you know, that grittiness that just, hey, we're gonna keep coming. Right? We're gonna keep coming all day, and we came here to win. And that's what we're about, and really, really proud of our guys for that. Yeah, no, I thought we fought through. I mean, like, there's so many different things. That'd be one of them, obviously, so many different things that we'll need to clean up and do better going forward. But, you know, it'd be a lot more fun to go through that tape on the ride home.
Coach, what would your quarterback and receivers able to do to kind of exploit their young DBs?
Well, I thought it was a good game. I thought both teams, you know, probably did more offensively than the defenses wanted. But, you know, you come in here and you're playing Drew Brees in this place, it can go like that, and you're going to need to, you know, move the ball and score some points. So, you know, I thought, you know, the timing of Derek and the receivers and the things that they've done throughout camp is, and with the, you know, with the time together that they've had, I think it should be good for us. I think they did some good things for us.
Jack, go back just for the decision process of going for two at the end. Was it a difficult decision for you? Was there any feedback, pushback against going?
No. No, I didn't really ask for any feedback there. You know, I basically let them know early in that drive. I said, when we go score here, we're going to go for two, and we're going to win it right here.
Do you remember?
Whenever the drive started, yeah. In fact, there was a timeout. I think we were waiting. They were finishing their TV timeout at that time as the transition came over. And but anyway, yeah, it was like, hey, this is what we're doing. So.
What about the actual call?
Sure. Why not trust Crab? He's got great hands, you know. He did a nice job. Derek gave him a real good ball, and Crab went up real strong and secured it for us.
Did you change anything after you called the timeout before the 2-point player? Did you run what you were?
You know what? That's a strategy question I'd rather stay away from.
How many different 2-point conversion plays do you have? Can you try it a few today?
Yeah. Well, we've got – how many did we try? We've got at least that many. No. It was just it was the way we were going to play it.
They had that long pass to Cooks for a touchdown. Did Smith get benched because of that play? Or what was
the... Yes, he did. He had a rough day. He's going to play good football for us. He's a good player. But he had a rough day, and so, yeah, we took him out. He'll be back, and he's going to play well for us, but he didn't play well today.
Jack, how long was that field goal attempt in the air for you in your mind?
I didn't think he had much of a chance, really. I mean, it's a lot on a young guy, with the team for a week. I mean, it would have been a heck of a kick if he'd made it. It was 661, right? Been a heck of a kick. So it's not like it's impossible, in the dome in perfect conditions. We got our hand on a PAT earlier in the game. I was hoping we'd just block it and not let there be a question about it. But it looked like he had enough distance, maybe, close, just a little left. Yeah, a little left, yeah.
So. They have no timeouts left on that last drive.
Right.
Did you factor that into your decision to go for two?
No. Well, it all was part of it. It's how we were playing the game to finish. So.
You mentioned a great pass by Carr. Is this a game or an example of his poise, his development the last few years?
Yeah. I mean, that's the key, right? Is your trigger man has to, I mean, he's going to make it happen for you at the end. We ran the ball well. We did some, we stayed patient with the run. I thought Derek did an excellent job of continuing to battle and continuing to trade punches with, a great quarterback in Drew Brees.
Sorry if you already asked this, but Jalen Richard, first NFL carry.
I got to get you a copy of my comment. It was pretty good. It was pretty good earlier, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know if I can do it again. It might not be half as good.
Jack, you're an old war horse. You've coached a lot in this league, but coming back home in New Orleans,
yeah,
beating a team that drafted you,
yeah,
any special significance?
Well, the only special part is I have a lot of family and friends here. I mean, I've got two daughters that live in the city. Got some really close friends. My wife's family's from Lafayette, so, yeah, I mean, they're all here, and they'll have smiles for me, and we're Saints fans when we're not playing them, and I started here as a player, and I started here as a coach. So I have fond memories of New Orleans and the Saints. But today it was all about finding a way to get a win for us.
Jack, how big is a win like this on the road?
Huge. That's great. It's great stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to come out with a W somehow, some way. I'm sorry, the what? Really, he earned it. We came out of camp and just felt like they all kind of needed more time, but that Keith had been probably the most consistent in camp, and that's why we rolled with it and let him play. And, I thought, my naked eye view told me that he was pretty solid most of the day. So we'll be looking forward to getting after the tape and seeing how it looks.